Merhabalar, ben Sercan. Today, we are going to talk about one of the most basic sentence structures in Turkish. Here it goes. Sercan bir mühendistir. Sercan bir mühendistir. This means Sercan is an engineer. As you see, Sercan is my name. Most of the time, the English speakers will pronounce my name as Serkan, which is totally okay for me when they say it written. However, it's pronounced as Sercan. Sercan. This letter is pronounced as J, and the letter which is pronounced as K is different in Turkish, and it is this one. So, to make a difference, my name is pronounced as Sercan, and this one, which you see on the screen right now, is pronounced as Serkan. Serkan. Anyways, let's continue. Mühendis means engineer. Mühendis. Mühendis. This tir that you see at the end of the sentence means to be in English. Actually, not exactly. This is actually called ekfil in Turkish. Ekfil. We may call it something like copulative verb for now. This conjugation tir that you see at the end of the sentence is basically it is simple present tense conjugation for the third singular person. And you can see this in different forms such as dir, dir, tır, tir, tur, tür, or dur and dür. According to the vowel harmony and consonant mutation rules, depending on the last vowel and the consonant of the verb which this one is going to be attached to. Crazy, right? No, not really. Well, I have already covered the fundamentals of the Turkish language that includes vowel harmony, consonant mutation, and buffer letter topics, and I really, really recommend you to go and take a look at them unless you know these concepts very well. Because those concepts, you're going to see them everywhere in Turkish. That's why I really recommend you to go and look at those videos first and then come back and continue in here. You can find the links in the description. Now, let's go on. Here is another example. Sercan bir öğretmendir. Sercan bir öğretmendir. This means Sercan is a teacher. Sercan is a teacher. Another sentence. Bu kitap kırmızıdır. Bu kitap kırmızıdır. Which means this book is red. This book is red. Well, this copulative verb can actually be omitted when it's in the simple present tense and for third singular or plural person. For example, bu kitap kırmızı. Bu kitap kırmızı. This sentence still means this book is red. Or bu kitaplar kırmızı. Bu kitaplar kırmızı. Which means these books are red. These books are red. Well, now let's go back to our original sentence. What was that? Sercan bir mühendistir. Sercan bir mühendistir. Which means Sercan is an engineer. Now, you might be thinking, this bir that you see in the sentence is actually number one. Well, we say bir for number one in Turkish. That is correct. But this bir that you see in the sentence is an adjective, and it is like the indefinitive article a, an in English. We use this before singular nouns when we are not specifying or interested in which one. For example, bu bir kitaptır. Bu bir kitaptır. Which means this is a book. This is a book. Here, I would like to mention that in Turkish, the verb comes to the end of the sentence. The verb comes to the end of the sentence. If you want to say, I read a book, in Turkish, we say, ben bir kitap okudum. Ben bir kitap okudum. I'm saying it a little bit more slowly. Ben bir kitap okudum. Kitap means book. Kitap. Bir kitap means a book. Bir kitap. Ben is the first singular personal pronoun, which is I. Ben. Ben. Okudum is the past tense conjugation of the verb to read, and it is for the first singular person. Okudum. Okudum. The infinitive form of the verb to read in Turkish is okumak. Okumak. You're gonna see that in Turkish, all infinitive verbs end either with mek or mak. To obtain the verb stem from the verb okumak, which is to read, we drop mak and what we obtain is oku. Oku. Then we add the past tense suffix to the verb stem, which in this case is du. Please remember that this suffix can be du, du, du, di, tu, tu, ti, ti, depending on the vowel harmony or consonant mutation. And this me suffix that you see at the end of okudum is basically the person suffix for the first person, which is ben, I. So basically, when you say okudum, it simply means I read. It includes the verb stem and the past tense suffix and the person suffix altogether. So, like I said, when I say okudum, okudum, this already means I read. Therefore, in Turkish, we can easily omit the personal pronoun in the sentence. So, let's take a look at the conjugation briefly for all personal pronouns. Okudum, okudum, which means I read. Okudun, okudun, and this means you read. Okudu, okudu, and this means he, she, or it read. As you see, this one does not take any person suffix. Okudu. Okuduk, okuduk, this means we read. Okudunuz, okudunuz, and this means you guys read. And the last one, okudular, okudular, and this means they read. But basically, for the third plural, you can also say okudu, okudu. So that also means they read. So basically, instead of saying ben bir kitap okudum, we can say bir kitap okudum, bir kitap okudum. Actually, to make an additional point, you will naturally hear from the Turkish natives bir kitap okudum, bir kitap okudum, instead of bir kitap okudum. For such a sentence, this re sound at the end of bir becomes silent. So instead of saying bir kitap okudum, naturally we say bir kitap okudum, bir kitap okudum. There are such cases for additional conditions, which we are going to see in the course of these videos. Okay, now let's go back to the topic. In Turkish, in general, we omit the personal pronoun as long as we are talking about the same person. Now let's take a look at this example. Tomorrow, I will go to Istanbul. I will have a lunch with a friend. I really want to talk to her about that business opportunity. She will definitely give me some ideas. In Turkish, we would say, ben yarın İstanbul'a gidiyorum. Bir arkadaşımla öğle yemeği yiyeceğim. Şu iş fırsatı ile ilgili onunla gerçekten konuşmak istiyorum. O bana bu konuda kesinlikle bir fikir verecektir. As you see in the Turkish sentence, I'm not saying ben, ben, ben, ben. But whenever I start to talk about somebody else, then I mention it. Like in the last sentence. O bana kesinlikle bu konuda fikir verecektir. Anyways, what is really important here is that in Turkish, the verb comes to the end of the sentence. That's the important point to remember for now. In this sentence, maybe you have already realized that I have pronounced this word as yiyeceğim instead of yiyeceğim. Yiyeceğim is the future tense conjugation of the verb to eat for the first singular person. In future tense conjugations, you will realize that the pronunciation of the conjugation changes a little bit to make it easier, as it happens here. Instead of saying yiyeceğim, we say yiyeceğim while we are speaking. Of course, when you write as yiyeceğim, but when you speak, you just say it as yiyeceğim to make it easier for pronunciation. Another example to that could be, for example, okuyacağım instead of okuyacağım, or gideceğim instead of gideceğim. However, like I said, in written Turkish, they are always written as gideceğim, yiyeceğim, okuyacağım. Anyways, we will go into that in more detail when we talk about future tense. There is one more thing that I would like to mention in this sentence. Gidiyorum is the present continuous tense conjugation of the verb to go for the first singular person, that is to say, I. However, in such a context, this tense can be used to indicate future actions. All right, now, do you know how we say hello in Turkish? Well, I say it basically at the beginning of every video. Yes. Merhaba. Merhaba. Merhaba. Merhaba. Or if you say a little bit faster, you will pronounce it like merhaba. Merhaba. Or you can say, like I say, merhabalar. Merhabalar. I personally prefer to say merhabalar. It just sounds more friendly to me. Merhaba, ben Sercan. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. Merhaba, ben Sercan. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. This means, hello, I am Sercan. Nice to meet you. Merhaba, ben Sercan. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. Here, ben Sercan means I am Sercan. When we introduce ourselves in Turkish, we either say just our first name or first name and the last name. Merhaba, ben Sercan. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. You already know what ben means. It means I. If you want to say I am a teacher, you would say ben bir öğretmenim. Ben bir öğretmenim. Let's go on. Merhaba, ben Sercan. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum means glad to meet you. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. I repeat once again, slowly. Tanıştığımıza memnun oldum. In this sentence, oldum is the past tense conjugation of the verb olmak. Olmak means to become. And oldum is the past tense conjugation of the verb to become, and it is for the first singular person. So when we drop mak, ol is the verb stem, and we attach the past tense suffix to that, which is du, and then we add me, which is the person suffix for the first singular person. So then it becomes oldum. Oldum. And in the same sentence again, memnun means glad. Memnun. Memnun. And tanıştığımıza means something like for that we've met. Tanıştığımıza. Tanıştığımıza. Tanıştığımıza. And this is derived from the verb tanışmak, which means to meet. And tanışmak is derived from the verb tanımak, which means to know or to recognize someone. Well, when you introduce yourself, it is also possible to say benim adım Sercan. Benim adım Sercan. Or benim ismim Sercan. Benim ismim Sercan. Both of them mean my name is Sercan. However, even though this is grammatically correct, we do not use this that much when we introduce ourselves. We say ben Sercan instead of benim adım Sercan when we introduce ourselves. Well, ad and isim, both of them mean name. When we say adım Sercan, this already means that the name belongs to me because of the possessive suffix ım that is attached to ad. So adım Sercan, which means my name is Sercan. All right, guys, this is it from me for today. If you have any questions, any comments, or anything to say, please write them to me in the comments section. So we are going to go into the Turkish grammar slowly, but in detail. Well, I hope to see you in the next video. See you. Görüşmek üzere.